the countdown continues, with little more than 1,000 days left to save our planet from global warming, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Hong Kong organized a climate change conference to inspire the public to join hands to save our planet. Held on Saturday, October 3rd, the gathering featured lectures by prominent scientists and other speakers from China, Hong Kong, and Formosa or Taiwan, as well as representatives of government, media, and nonprofit organizations. Eminent guests in attendance included Dr. U Mboa, Vice President of the Hong Kong Applied Science and Technology Research Institute, Reverend Feng Chi Wood of the Hong Kong Anglican Church, and Ms. Judy Chen, Chairman of the Hong Kong Ocean Park Conservation Foundation. The talks reviewed current evidence of global warming as well as the swine flu pandemic and proposed solutions. Supreme Master Qinghai accepted the invitation as the honored guest and graciously lent her presence to respond to questions from the audience via video conference. Her thoughts deeply reflected the event's theme, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. We now invite you to join us for part two of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives, held on October 3rd, 2009 in Hong Kong.
Recently, the outbreak of H1N1 is becoming serious everywhere. What is the relationship between disease and climate change? Today, our second distinguished speaker, Professor Lin Ruixiong, will share his insight on climate change, catastrophic public health.
Professor Lin Ruixiong is a world-famous epidemiologist. He is currently emeritus professor at the College of Public Health, National Taiwan University. Professor Lin is also an advisor in Mingsheng Medical Care System, Taoyuan, Taiwan, board of editors of Annals of Epidemiology. Let's welcome Professor Lin with a warm applause.
谢谢主持人的介绍。午安，今天很荣幸能够应邀青睐无上师世界会的邀请来参加这个新年新旧地球的conference，我感觉非常荣幸。因为我是一个公共卫生流行病学，所以我今天所想的是有关气候暖化对公共卫生的冲击。公共卫生在回顾这五六十年里面，公共卫生的进步。 环境卫生的推动，疫苗的广泛使用，很多传染病在1950年代的天花、小儿麻痹等都已经快要绝迹了，所以公共卫生很高兴，哎，传染病都要绝迹了，转而来都是慢性病，一些生活形态、一些饮食习惯相关的高血压、糖尿病、心脏血管病变，我们很庆幸。不过，最近十几年来， 我们见证了禽流感、SARS，还有今年的猪流感症，我们感觉有很多新兴的传染病，以及再浮现的一些传染病，re-emerging的隐晦下疾病都在出现，所以这些传染病对我们人类好像有很大的 impact 影响，所以我今天可能就要对全球暖化、气候变迁对这些公共卫生、这些传染病的影响怎样？ 跟大家介绍，在介绍以前，我先讲一些疾病的生态模式，就这个病原宿主中间有一个生态环境，生态环境的变通会影响到宿主，也会影响到病原。我今天特别赶的要讲哪些病原会受到生态环境，尤其是气候暖化会影响的。对个人来讲， 是如何增进你自己的免疫力，增加你的immunity， 你的抵抗力？对整个公共卫生来讲，是我们要怎样改变环境，改变这生态环境，把病原传到人的里面的传染途径怎样切断，然后怎样消灭传染源，这是我们公共卫生所要注重的。所以我接着要讲，就讲这些传染病到底怎样传染到人类来。一般来讲，传染病到人体不外乎三种途径。 一个就经由呼吸道 inhalation 进来，另外一个是经由 GI tract 我们的肠胃道出进来的，第三种是直接接触的，就是直接接触的，包括 SARS 包括过去的天花都是经过这个空气传染的，所以它传染力非常强，人类几乎都不能避免。等一下我会特别再介绍。另外由于肠胃道引起的这是公共卫生，历年来公共卫生做得最好，因为环境卫生的改善可以切断 figa oral 从粪到口的从下嘴到上嘴道的切掉，就可以把肠胃道的疾患减轻下来。过去的公共卫生做得最好的就是把肠胃道的疾病减下来，在世界里面是有一些未开发国家可能还有很多肠胃道疾病，以开发国家这个病几乎很少见到。不过因为气候变迁引起的水灾这些大灾难可能会把这个环境卫生整个又冲坏又重新来，所以这是在大灾后的时候可能我们公共卫生要 pay attention 的。第三个是由皮肤还有黏膜进来的，这个里面又大别为三类。第一位是由直接 contaminate 直接和这些泥土泥沙拉土等接触的，这一类包括由大水灾引起的，包括台湾最近引起的有 leptospirosis 就是钩状螺旋体病，还有一些 melioidosis 这是在东南亚印度还有 Northern Australia 北澳洲都有很多的地方病。不过好像最近这个病没有受很多地方都有报告。第二种的是经由 vector 就由媒介病原蚊，包括蚊子包括跳蚤包括 tick 这些传染疾病，这些传染疾病一定会受到气候暖化影响，因为这些病媒本身是一个动物一个生物，这个生物都会受到整个生态的影响，这是难免的。所以将来的气候暖化里面 vector transmit 这里面可能会越来越多，也是我等一下在特别强调的。第三种的是由 sexual 传染，疫情的病毒20多年才出现，已经传染的最早3-4千万以上，也要死了说1-2千万以上的人。还有疫情的病毒它是经由体液对敌，疫情病毒这个病原体在外界环境里面很难生存，一定要体液同样的温度要高要温度而且要湿度才能够传染，所以它是经由体液对敌，所以只要人洁身自好的话还可以避免它，所以是比较可以控制。我等一下介绍是特别介绍由 inhalation 和由 vector transmit， 因为这两个是气候暖化以后可能最大影响对我们人类公共卫生人类健康公共卫生对影响的 airborne disease 可能是 most dangerous and most difficult to prevent in public health。为什么空气传染？空气传染，我刚才讲，我们不能无温从不呼吸空气，所以由空气传染的很难避免。虽然我们采用的方法，包括 isolation， 包括 quarantine， 都是还没有办法。尤其变成 pandemic 的流行的话，几乎大部分人都会感染到。所以 H1N1 产生出来的时候，在4月、5月，整个 WHO 都很紧张，世界各国都紧张，包括。香港也反应很厉害，包括把一些客人都在旅馆里面都轰了10天。1918年 Spanish flu 西班牙的那些流行感冒呢很厉害。不过为什么这些从空气中传染的里面，我们有效方法最好是能够发展疫苗。不过并不是很多疫苗都可以防止很多。最有效的大概我们可以讲，在公共卫生里面最有效是天花。天花过去是所有婴幼儿最大的杀手，不过我们在1969年 WHO 就已经开始用天花的疫苗把它抑制下来了，所以现在世界上应该完全根绝，包括现在的蜜子包括麻疹也是一些婴幼儿最大的疾患，因为麻疹的病毒 有些人是做 carrier， 所以他很难完全跟学，因为有很多东西是人本身做 carrier， 包括 difficile 白喉，包括百日咳，这些都是细菌性的。不过他因为人本身有很多健康者做 carrier， 就随时会跑出来，所以不得不用疫苗方法了，因为他经过公众空气传染，所以不得不用疫苗。 polio 是还有很多人做 carrier， 所以怕每个人都要打疫苗。其他的就是破伤风，破伤风好像我们小时候就开始打，因为破伤风的感染是 everywhere， 泥土 everywhere 都有，所以我们一伤口一有伤口它可能就会进来，所以不得不用 toxoid 先预防它，差不多每十年就要打一次，那是破伤风疫苗。这些最近的方法除了疫苗发展快一点，另外一个是 surveillance system， 就是我们用监视系统。监视系统现在是用传染病、流行病学很多医生造的，我感觉对 influenza 对这流行性感冒可能还要监测到这些可能会引起流行性感冒这些 farm story， 就那些养猪养鸡鸭的，而且更重要的是 migratory bird， 这些候鸟一再回来回去的候鸟，这个会带来很多病毒，有些和 influenza 有关的病毒，因为它的 dropping、它的 face、它的 saliva 这些都会感染到禽类，感染到猪都可以。然后我们现在又大量的养猪、养鸡、其他在一堆，要这些病毒要发生突变的机会就越大，所以这是一个很潜在的威胁。可能将来在 surveillance system 对这些 animal farm， 包括猪、鸡、鸭的这些都要严格的监视，看看随时有没有病毒突变，才能够做有效的防堵。所以 surveillance system 是一个非常重要，将来在公共卫生里面做，不是只要做人而已，对其他动物可能也要防范。这个是我们现在讲的新延伸的再浮现的疾病，都几乎在这个 vector transmission， 就是经过昆虫，尤其病媒蚊，蚊子有好几类，光蚊子就很累，传播疟疾的疟蚊，传播登革热的是埃及斑蚊，传播日本脑炎的是家蚊、张斑家蚊，每一个蚊子又不一样。这个蚊子最会受到温度影响，温度影响它就温度升下，它可以从亚热带到温带去，从热带到亚热带去，很多病毒都会跟着这个 vector 跑。所以 vector 这些 vector 这些蚊子、这些跳蚤、这些都会受到我们气候的影响，气候变天就会影响。等待在坑雅超过1000多公尺以上的高山应该不有疟疾，不过最近他们讲1300、1500公尺以上的也有疟疾的，因为温度增加了，蚊子就可以飞得更高也可以活。最近很多包括登革热就是登革热也在很多地方在流行，因为蚊子又多了。还有最近在印度流行的叫Chikungunya 里就中文翻译叫气功病，在印度还有在肯亚，本来是50年前就有的，最近5年从肯亚又开始流行到东南亚，包括印度很多。这是可见将来这些蚊子的，向北移动的话，向温带移动的话，这些病都可能会到别的一些本来都没有的病，这些地方病。我们叫 endemic 会变成 epidemic， 这是在公共卫生我们一直强调要怎样事先防范，事先了解这个 vector， 这些 entomology 这些昆虫的学也应该加入作为一个研究，才能够我们能够对后来的一个 predict。 在所有病原里面，人体最怕的是这些病原，这些 pathogen 这些细菌病毒 Rickettsia 这个利克斯蒂，还有一个 parasite， 包括疟疾，包括 Leishmania 这些卡拉阿扎这些热病，这些寄生虫还是一些存在。这些存在里面将来我们要怎样开始预先懂得 predict 它将来怎样变化，因为气质软化会影响这些病毒跟着生态变化。我们最怕人类最怕的所有病里面大概最怕这些，因为他们的 护士力量，就他们 reproduction 的rate 比人类差很多。人类是20年、20年才有一代，很多细菌一分钟、5分钟就会分裂一次。你看它分裂多快，那是几何级数 geometrically 的增加，人类是很慢的。这些也是一个生物，人也是一个生物，生万事物先会竞争。他们繁殖这么快，我们怎么能够厌恶它？还好我们人有靠我们自己的免疫力，我们很多免疫的系统。所以免疫的系统最近的研究都在免疫的系统，要怎样增加自己的免疫，增加自己的提高你的抵抗力，是我们应该规律的运动，应该怎样 regular 的 diet， 这些应该怎样做，这是我们公共卫生一再强调的。所以在公共卫生里面，我们能够 predict 的话，用什么方法 predict 这个气候变化，这些昆虫怎样移来移去，假如我们能够 predict， 我们就能够 prevent， 希望能够 prevent 它。不过气候变化太难预测，包括有蝴蝶效应，这些很难，很多 unknown factor 在这边的话很难 predict 的话，我们就不得不 precautious， 应该翻译叫小心的因应。不过我都用预期它会出现的话，我们就不得不 well prepared， 要预备要怎样对付它，包括 organize 一个 team， 随时要有大灾难出来说随时去解救，随时去很快的立刻进入灾区，这是一个我们感觉 well prepared。 所以我们为了气候暖化，整个地球的变化，我们感觉到我们要希望增加训练更多的 epidemiology， 更多的 tropical mesh， 因为很多热带病会向亚热带好，而且我们希望有更多的 virologist， 还有一些研究昆虫，特别媒介的蚊虫的这些 entomologist 昆虫学家，而且有一些人性共同疾病的一些兽医，以及对这个候鸟的侵略专家，还有我们最重要的是 biodiversity 里面 bioecology， 因为一个生态的改变，另一个 Nicky， 另一个真空说，另外一种生物进来，到底怎样去把它维持平衡，是一个应该研究的哈。这是我可以感觉到将来整个气候暖化，我们将来尽量想办法把它可以转化或是逆转回来，可能可以改变我们这些传染病对我们人类的威胁。谢谢各位的阿听。
Very clear, very clear and in-depth explanation. Thank you. So, if we don't take actions now, more new emerging influenza and diseases will come one after the other. Thank you from our heart for Professor Lin's thought-provoking speech. Thank you.Global warming also causes changes in weather patterns. For example, the recent Morakot was the deadliest typhoon with resulting catastrophic damage in Taiwan. Our next distinguished speaker, Professor Lin Jie, will explain more in depth on climate change and air pollution bubble of southern Taiwan.
Professor Lin Jie is Associate Professor of the Department of Environmental Engineering Science.National Pingtung University of Science and Technology. He is a committee member of the Evaluation Board of Environmental Protection Administration Executive Yuan, Technical Committee Member of National Environment Standard Board, Bureau of Standards, Metrology and Inspection, MOEA Taiwan. Let's welcome Professor Lin Jie.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to be here to present some of the information about climate change and air pollution control's relationship. Once in 200 years, rainfalls is just coming to the Taiwan, south of the Taiwan, to make the thousands the people lost their home.And hundreds of the people lose his life. The people ask, this is a natural disaster or not? Actually, I will say yes, not a natural disaster, but also the man-made disaster. In Copenhagen, they say we must move the world from the era of the talk to the era of the change. I think we must start right now to take action, do something good for Earth, and decrease climate change, decrease the temperature change in our planet Earth. Global warming actually comes from the Greenhouse Act. We always think the carbon dioxide is a major problem, not right. The global warming problem is come from carbon dioxide. But just a couple minutes ago, you see the fumes. The methane also causes the global warming problems. The climate change and warming in Taiwan is so serious. The average temperature increase depend on the data from the UNFCCC. They say it's around 0.8 degrees C per the years. I come from the southern of Taiwan, the Kaohsiung city. The average is 1.4 degrees C different. So that's almost two times above the Earth's average temperature increase. In the past 3 years, I represented the Kaohsiung city government to participate in some international activity. For example, like last year in the Poznan, and the following will be Copenhagen. The Kaohsiung city is a very special city. We produce 28.6 tons carbon dioxide per capita per year. That's the world's number, only less than the Qatar. So that's the one tell us we got to take some action immediately. The 6 degrees, the difference, the tell us in the following years, it happened to 1 degree C, the temperature difference in the Earth, the percentage is zero. So we will lose all of the ice cap and the superheat and the increased global warming. If that happens, we don't have any chance, 0% chance, to bring back the Earth's health. So if that happened, not equal to something like the 1.08 billion tons of TNT, more than 10,000 times all of the nuclear power in the world combined together blows from the Earth's subsurface. So what we should do, what we can do. Misconception is the primary cause of global warming, especially for methane gas. I do believe the methane gas is the strongest global warming potential. That means the one methane gas molecule will equal to something like 20 to 70 carbon dioxide molecules. So if we avoid to eat the meat, we will get less the methane. If all of the Earth people go to the vegetarian, they we can save that 70% of the Amazon forest destruct. According to the account, we count the living stocks in the industries. If we produce 1 kilogram of beef, we'll make something like 800 to 1,000 liters of the methane emitted to the atmosphere. Also consumes hundreds of millions the liters of water and the livestock waste to pollute our environment. Most people will say the vehicle makes some the pollutant and the carbon dioxide. Actually, if we count the livestock industry even more than transportation, the greenhouse gas in the atmosphere. What makes carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the world? Everywhere use the fossil fuel. When you drive a car, you use the gasoline. When you use the plastic products, you need the fossil fuels, the industry to supply that product for you. Since the Kaohsiung city is the number two serious carbon dioxide emission cities in the world, so we take more serious action and more real plan to avoid the condition continue to get worse and worse. We built one solar energy arena for the World Games. That's the action plans. And we try to build a mass transportation system in the city combined which are biting. We try to push the industrial sector emission reduction and stabilize process. Don't make more air pollutant and greenhouse gases. We try to expand and reorganize some industrial park energies, the sources. We push for more the green mass transportation system. I just mentioned the continued adjustment to construction green, more energy efficient building for the solar energy and the nature, the pest, the wind. The PLACE R&D project to suit the Kaohsiung greenhouse gas country strategy in climate, biological habitat, water, and the environment protection education. So, the global warming is a serious problem already. What we should do next? I will share this sitting word that maybe we can do. We already destroy the nature. So next step, we need to respect nature, 尊重自然. We need a feedback environment. We already waste a lot of resources, so we need to appreciate what resource we have. And don't waste resources. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Lin. It is really the time of urgency, right? And also it is clear now that meat consumption is the primary cause of greenhouse effect. We are really grateful to have Professor Lin today share his scientific analysis on global warming and the recent control and reduction strategy from Kaohsiung. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It would be fantastic if every one of us would lead a sustainable life. But how to go green in terms of science and technology?
Well, I think that our next speaker, Dr. Wu Enbrod, will give us some recommendation on the sustainability and green technology.
Dr. Wu Enbrod is the founding group director of the Material and Packaging Technologies Group and vice president of Hong Kong Applied Science and Technology Research Institute, ASTRI, the largest research institute sponsored by Hong Kong government. He is also a fellow of American Society of Mechanical Engineers and former Deputy General Director of ERSO ITRI, Taiwan. Under his lead, much research into innovative green technologies is underway. For example, LED, the next generation of sustainable lighting industry in the world. Now, let's give a warm round of applause to welcome Dr. Wu.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to be invited and on behalf of the Science and Technology Society of Hong Kong to make this presentation. So the first question I would like to ask is sustainability, how is it created? And before I do that, I'd like to put a definition because scientists and engineers always like to put a definition on it. So the definition is the capacity to endure, or you know, the capacity or the capability or the ability for a society, for a community, for a country, or for the world to sustain. So that's the definition of sustainability. So once we know the definition, then we can just look back for 100 years. We see human economic activity actually increase 40 times. And this is a simple calculation from an annual GDP increase per year, which is 3.7%. On the other hand, if we look forward another 100 years, if the trend remains the same, that means we didn't do anything, then we're going to have another 40 times of the human economic activity expansion. And if we look the total 200 years time span, we're going to see 1,600 times the economic expansion activity from year 1900. So then we ask the question whether the Mother Earth can sustain. And that's why it is so important to talk about sustainability. You see, actually, from this curve, if we didn't do anything, the curve will just go straight. And the vertical axis of this curve is actually the carbon dioxide emission. And in terms of gigatons per year for sustainable energy, you can actually see that wind power and the solar power are the two that majorly contribute for the sustainable energy, and then followed by carbon capture and storage, which is probably more scientific, and then nuclear power. And this is actually a different aspect of the sustainability and the different aspect of the energy conservation and the different aspect of the greenhouse efforts that we can do. And I just used one example, which actually from the United Nations report in 2006. Right now we have about 1.3 billion population, which is exactly the same as the China's population. And then contribute about 40% of the GDP of the total agriculture in the world, and 30% of the planting service, 70% of the agricultural land of the grain produced in the world is actually for farmed animals. And it generates 18% of the carbon dioxide. And at the same time, the output is that it is the largest sectoral source for water pollution. So if we read all these numbers from official reports, then maybe instead of just scientists and engineers, we need to help the human beings. Everybody here can do together to help the human being, to help us and to help our offsprings. And so that's what I say here. Low meat diet and promoting vegetarian, we can do now. That means now, not tomorrow. So that we can not only enhance energy efficiency, but also to reduce the greenhouse gas effect. And that will benefit eventually to our Mother Earth and everyone here. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wu. I think we thank Dr. Wu wholeheartedly for his clear explanation on green technology and also a suggestion on a simple way to go green, a low-meat diet. Thank you very much.
深水埗的區議員，咁咧都係我哋都係一直都係關注呢、這個即係地區嘅事務嘅即係一個嘅組織啊咁樣嘅。
咁可以可唔可以就發表下？譬如啱啱聽完個講座之後啦，知道咧嗰、那個畜牧業咧都係一個令到全球暖化一個主要成因嚟嘅。咁睇下你喺呢方面咧發表你嘅感受同意見啦。
經過今日咧呢、這個即係講座之後咧，咁就真係大開眼界啦。咁而家咧就知道多啲好多啦，咁樣咁開始咧都會考慮一下咧，就係、是、關於呢一個嘅即係全球畜牧業咧，就對呢個嘅環境保護上面嘅時候咧，就造成嘅一啲嘅問題咁樣。
以后就是决心比较大，今天就是把那个先生儿子都拉过来，我说希望他们就是真是要切身的去体会一下这个影响这个后果，用自己的实际行动去拯救地球吧。吃荤的那个比例会越来越少了，因为现在也是比较少，我就跟一般香港市民比的话我是比较少，我可以结交这样一些朋友嘛，可以去上网去看他们菜单，那就慢慢学着做，就一步一步去过渡嘛。
Thank you, Earth-loving viewers, for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of Global Unity Together in Saving Lives. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a happy week full of loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW